We are on Daf Samech Amed Aleph. We have two Taisus in to learn on the previous Sugya. Ravashi Omar Ki Yomrinen Zoyre V'ruach Meseyatoi Ani Mele Le'inyin Shabbos. Aloche that one is Mechuyev with the tzira of a ruach, hani mili leinyi shabbos, the malaches, machsheves, osra teire, uch shegoyrem lizroi ha ruach, amesayatoi avi malaches machsheves. He says, by shabbos, the yisr is the accomplishment, what he wanted to accomplish, and even though his chelik in this accomplishment was only a grome. He was goyrem lezare saruach ha-mesayati. He was goyrem. He harnessed the ruach to be mesayayahem. Meleches zriyeh. Havi meleches machsheves. Alochi chayev begromas zriyeh zu. He's chayev because he was goyrem. Brought about, he was Mesavev Azriya. And in Shabbos, this is sufficient. We don't consider that he made the Zriya. He was Goyrim that Azriya should come about. But he was not a Zayre. So by Shabbos, Al Salocha Malechas Machsheves, so there the chiyuv is what he wanted to accomplish. So there he was goyrim that a zriya should occur is sufficient. But it's not called he was a zayra. L'kachoche lo'y mikri mavir. Here by the mazik of Eish, you have to be a mavir as a beira. You yourself have to create the fire. El goyrim. Here he was a goyrim that the fire should come about by liba v'lipsa ruach. V'ateire lo'chive elo mavir, v'lo yha goyrem avora yidei ruach amesayatri. The teire was only mechayiv if you yourself made a maise avora, shalom yishalom ha-mavir esaber. You have to be a mavir, not a goyrem, a mesavev, that an eish should come about. L'hochei, Cheshiva ha gromelinyin eish, therefore, this gromelinyin eish kechol shagromes. So when in Hilchis Mazik, we have a klal the kaimelon gromel ben the zokim potter. There's no responsibility for being geirem a hezek, for being geirem a mazik. You have to create a mazik. This was Rav Ashi's teret. Umar Baravashi, Na'amar Baravashi is the son of Ravashi, the Porich Kabirakso Beloyachper, Maishno Mizoire Veruach Mesayatoi. Now, the Gemara in Loyachper relates that someone was banging Pishton in his Rishus, and the Rakse was a type of a Psoilus that separated itself from the pishton, from the flax, and the wind took this psoilus, and the wind, since this psoilus was flying in the wind, so all the surrounding neighbors suffered from this raksa. And they were matter that he's allowed to do it. He's allowed to bang the pishton in his rishus, even though by doing this, the surrounding neighbors will be genizik. So, Mar Baravashi est akashe, maishna mi zoire veruach mesayate. What is this different than zoire? He's only banging, but zoire also, the pu'ule is through the ruach, but that what he's mitztaref together with the ruach, he's chayev. this is a kash, it's a memele, so Ma Baravashi held that he should not be permitted to bang the pishton in his rishus. Now, this is Ravashi's son. Now, L'chayre, of all people, how could Ma Baravashi have such a kash? His father said a shtik teire, that by Meleches Shabbos, there's Meleches Machsheves, there the Isser is, the Chiyav is, for creating something. And there, even though you were misaviv the creation, that's also sufficient to be chayiv. But by mazik, you have to be another mazik. You have to be a maver esaber, or the Rashi Tosha said over here. You have to make a ma'is avora. I didn't do it. If it's done together with the ruach. So Ravashi differentiated between Hilchis Nezokin and Hilchis Shabbos. By Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves Oscha Teire Sargerim is also Chayiv. And by Nezokin, you have to do a Maise. And that, what he was Mesavev, is not considered a Maise. So Taisri says, Mar Baravashi, who asked this Kashe, could hold like his father. Aye, so what's the Kashe? How can you compare Nezokin to Shabbos? The Hoche, Motsi Sova Kavashi, the Hoche, the Hosom Le'inyan Chiev HaChoke Choshiv Giri Delei, V'Tzorech LaHachik V'Afilu L'Rav Yosi K'may HaChokas Sulam May HaShoivach V'Choshiv Giri Delei L'Inyan HaChoke Afo gab lechosh lehosam el legroma de pota mitashlumim mikomokim osa betzorich lahachik. So let's elaborate a little what Taisvus is answering. Taisvus says there are three categories. There's a category of chiyuve Shabbos, and there a goyrim is chayiv. If it was mesave vazriye hayidei pulosai, there's a second category, Tashlumei Nezokin, that you have to be Hamavir Es HaBe'era, you have to make an Eish. You are Mesaviv that an Eish should come about, there's no Chiyuv Tashlumei. Then there's a third category. There's a category of Niskei Shcheinim. Category of Niskei Shcheinim is that if we have two neighbors and one is doing something in his own reshus, but this is bothering his neighbor. What do we say over here? Do we say, Al Hanizik Lahachik Esatzmai, Al Hamazik Lahachik Esatzmai? The Mazik time is, listen, I'm doing it in my reshus. It bothers you? So leave. I'm not going into your issues. Besech Shali, I'm doing everything in my issues. Never bothers you, Lee. And that is Bemison Shitas Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds Al Hanizik Lahachik Es Atzma. But Rabbi Yosi said, but if the Mazik is doing something in his Rishus, which goes into the Rishus of the Nizik, so then there's a din ala mazik lahachik es atzmai. Now, but this is isurim. We're not speaking about tashlumei nezokim. We're speaking about isurim, the anhoge of one shochen with another shochen. There the Gemara says, moide rab yoisi begiri delay. Begiri delay means if from him it's coming into Yenim's reshus. It's his arrows. His arrows are shooting into Yenim's reshus. So there, in Hilchis Niskei Shcheinim, it's mutal on the mazik to stop doing what he's doing. And the Gemara says, Amor Dike Chiddish, we'll build from that. The Gemara says that Yehetu Shcheinim, Reuven and Shimon. Shimon had a shayvach, a pitching coop, which was very high. And and there was nemias, there were weasels on the ground which would love to go into the chicken, into the pigeon coop, but how do you get into it? They had no way how to enter this pigeon coop. So Reuven Grad put a ladder near this pigeon coop, and the nemias found the oifen aknisa into the shayvach, into the pigeon coop. They climbed up the ladder, and then from there they went straight into the pigeon coop, and they had a feast. So there the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi is moide that he's not permitted to do this. Now, if lemais had happened, and all the pigeons got eaten up by the nemias, he's not mechuyev to pay. He's not a mazik. In Hilchis Mazik, you have to make a make behema yishamene. You have to, a maviras abeira. In order for you to be chayiv, you have to create a mazik, do a maisa hezik. So, als in Hilchis Tashlumim is not chayiv, but in Hilchis Hachokas Niska Ishchainim, he's mechuyiv. This is already considered. He can't say, I'm a besoich shaloi, I'm doing by me. If it's bothering you, move out of the way. You're doing a pula by you that is machnes into the rishus of your shochen. So here there's a chiyav hachoke. So in chiyav hachoke, a misave would also be chayv. And that Taisa brings a chayv from the sulam. The sulam is also a grom. I just put down a ladder near there. I didn't do anything. The miyu went, and the miyu went into the shayvach. But in hilchis hachokas nisht keishchein, we don't have to do a maise be yidayim. Lishayev v'alchoke. Lagabi the Issa of Niske Shreinim, afilu you are Masave v'hezik, but the hezik is not by you, it's going into the Shochin. You machuyev to be machik. So v'meile, that was Ma'ba Ravashi's kashe. Ma'ba Ravashi, yes. So just like by Zoyre, I'm Masavev that there should be a Zriye. So for Sivav God, by Shabbos is Dimelechas Machsheves, also Torah, so there's a Chiyo. But it's called I'm a Mesavev. If I'm a Mesavev, it should be called Giri Delay. That was Pshat in Ma'abar Ravashi's Kashi. And let us see again the Lashon of Tosfos. Right, Tosfos says Ma'abar Ravashi's Kashi could also hold like his father Ravashi. The Hosam L'Nyachim HaChoke. They were speaking about is the Chiyiv. Alamazik La'achik Asas Mechoshiv Giri Delay. We consider Keilu, his arrows are entering his Shochan's property. Vitzorich laharchik vafilu l'Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds all the time, ala nizik laharchik esatzmai. It bothers you, leave. But if it's giri delay, then Rabbi Yosi is maid ala mazik laharchik esatzmai. And Taisus gives a marshal k'may achol kasula mei ha-shoiva. That Reuven is not permitted to be mamid asulam, that is sulam, will be a stepping stone for the Nemiah to jump into the Shoivach. The Choshiv Giri, the Leit, Le'inyin Achok, it's called, I'm entering your property. Even though it's only a Sibu. I forgot Le'chosh Le'chosim Al-Gromit. That means that Philo, this occurred, and the pigeons of the Shoivach got killed. I won't have to pay anything. The Potomit Ashlum, Mikol Makim Osa. In Hilchis, Issa Niske Shreinim, a misaviv is also responsible to be marchik. Tzorich laharchik. So that was pshat ma'abar Ravashi's kashi. The gates ayoytzei machmas apatish. Now Tosfos is speaking about Yeva Smith that's banging and sparks are flying. And they're speaking about that spark flew out and then the ruach was meilech this spark, and it was mazik something. So there is chayev als eish. Now Tosfos gave us guidelines that the chayev of eish have to be a maveras habeira. That means there are two chalokim in the mazik of eish. You have to have an eish, and then you're responsible. If you made the age, then you're responsible if the ruach was meilech the age. But you have to create an age. If you yourself did not create the age, only bitzira for ruach, that's called amava sabeira. So now let's understand what happened over there. Begates hayoytzi mitachas hapatish, the choshiv mazik and his chayv al tzeish, mishum denechalei de tezel. He realizes sparks are dangerous. So he wants it to go as far as possible from his property, so that his property shouldn't get caught on fire. So therefore, umake bekoyach kolkach, so he makes a very strong bang, sha'achel gemal koychoy, after he made a strong make, so he has a potential mazik already. That's called a mavas abeira, yazik peruach metzuya. So then, this case will be mazik peruach metzuya. Vekach mishani beloy yachpe. Beloy rotze, so that means, so it's takye mazik, the day the chiv is als eish. But it's called a mavas abeira, because he is sure to be makib bekoyach, that there should be a be'er already. That's the only way he can be secure that it won't be mazikim, so he makes a makib bekoyach. So then, even though later the ruach is meiluch, that's the mazik abeish, because he's already considered a mavas abeir. Lerotza lahamid shemakib kolkach bekoyach at shemazik bekoyach odom levadai, the Gemara did not want to say, The Gemara did not want to say over there that the whole hezek is to his hakor, and you don't need even a ruach metzuye to be meilechit. It's everything is mekoyach hakor soy. Since this halacha of geit yoytz mitachas apatish was learned together, but hilchas eish, so we see it's not mazik mikoycho, it's not odom mazik, it's eish. But al koponim, it's considered he made a be'ero that the ruach could be made like this be'ero. V'hoche grome b'nezokim. So the Gemara says, but over here, if we're speaking about, right, Tosfos had said, we're speaking about that a person, libo velipsay haruach, he was blowing, there was eitzim, there was an eish, and he was mishtadl to kindle the eitzim, he was not capable of doing it himself. The ruach was also not capable of doing it itself, but together, libo velipsay haruach, the eish lemaisa caught on to the eitzim. So the Gemara said that here you're potter because I'm not called a mavas a beire. I did not make the havore alone. I was only goyrem through my nefiche together with the ruach that the eish should come about. So v'ochei grome v'nezok. Mitoich kach nire. So Tosfos says, Amir de kechidish. Dim shnayim ev you eitzim v'u. Two people brought eitzim bo'ur, and now the problem is, how does the eitzim get kindled from the ur? V'libo shneya, and both of them started blowing. V'ein b'chol echot k'dei l'labos, and each one was not b'koyach to connect the eish to the eitzim, but both together accomplished this. Potter. That's also, what's the difference if the shutif in the hezek is a ruach, or the shutif in the hezek is another person? Each one is not a maveres habeira. He was only goyrim together with yenem's neficha that an eish should come about. The taimu, taisu says it's a dovo tamua, but taisu means lahaloche, it's takachu. Shulchanoruch, I think they're paskin like this. Let us see. Further the Mishnah. Asheleach as habeiro. Person. Asheleach as habeiro. Ba'och la'itzim. Oyabonim oyofo chayet. Shenema kiseitze eish. Umotza koitzim. Venechol godish. Oya koma. Oya sode. Shalem yishalem hamavir as habeiro. So what shat ochlo ofo, Sarashi says, lichacho niroi v'niskalko. Mechere, he had plowed the field in order to soften the earth, in order to be capable of being zereya. And now it seems the fire singed the earth. So now you have to till the earth again, Bistom, in order to be able to be Zereya. The fire was mekalkel, the softness that had come about through the previous Harisha. So that's called, he was Mazik Yenem Sviel. That's Pshat. Va'ochla ofa. Omar Rove. We'll come back to the Mishnah soon, but let's go further. Omar Rove. Lomali the Kosav Rachmone Koitzim Kodesh Kome Vesode. It's a whole Megillah. It says the Motzah Koitzim, the Nechel Godish, Oyakoma, Yasode. Why did the Torah have to mention all these Dvorim HaNizoykim? Tzrichi, the Kosa Brachmone Koitzim, for only say Koitzim, Hava Mine Koitzim Udachaye Brachmone, Mishum Deshriach Eish Gabayu, ושכיח דפושה, אבל גודש לא ישכיח איש קבעיו, לא ישכיח דפושה אי מלוי. Now, before we go to try to explain the Gemara, what the Gemara is saying, I'd like to mention the Shita Mekabetzus asks Akasha, the Tane wants to explain why the Torah enumerated all these things, Koitzim, Koitzim, Godish, Kome, Sode. So the Shit Mekvetzes is Ma'orer, L'chayre, Pshat and Posik is, and that's a Rashi in Chumash learns Pshat and Posik. The Posik is telling us how the Eish traveled. That means the Ivra of the Posik is, Kiseitze Eish Umotza Koitzim, that was the vehicle that the Eish traveled to Yenem's field. V'nechal Godish. Forget, when the Posik is speaking about the Hezek that occurred, so it's V'nechal Godish. Oyakome, Oyasode. So Lacher the Hezek starts from the V'nechal. Umotza Koitzim, that was only an oifen how the Eish was able to get to Yenem's Godish. And our Gemara seems to say that the Pasuk is telling us a Chiddush that he's chayiv to pay for the Koitzim. He's chayiv to pay for the Koitzim. That's the Shittas Ha'ore. They bring down from the Malbim. The Malbim seems to say, Shalem Yishalem Hamavras Habeiro. In Shalom Yishalom, it's kolo, you have to pay for everything that got burnt, including the kaitzim. Amal kaponim, that's how Chazal saw it. So now we have to ask, why did the Torah have to write kaitzim? Why did the Torah have to write godish? So the Gemara says something very interesting. Because of Achmona kaitzim, Avamina kaitzim udachayev Achmona, I would think you only chayev by kaitzim, Mishum de shchiach eish kabayu, ushchiach de posha. What does this mean? So Trashi de shchiach eish kabayu. Ein b'nei odom mizdarin bohem. People are not careful what's going to happen to the koitzim. The lekach oim de. What are you going to do with koitzim taker? The koitzim are not an asset to possess. So what does one do with koitzim? So for the owner of the koitzim, he's also going to burn it. He's also going to burn it. What is it? He has to get rid of it. It's not something to save. So memele, so the shochen who had an eish, and someone gives him a tap on the shoulder, you know, you're leaving now to daven mincha, you have an eish over here, look. Your shochen's koitzim might get burnt from your eish. So he says, so what? So what'll be? It's not gefährlich. I mean, it's a calamity that his goats will get burned. I'm saving him a job. Every year at Pesach, when he burns the chametz, he burns the goats also. I'm saving him a job. So he's not at all considerate in the hefsed of the kaitzim. That's a normal das b'nei Adam. So that's what Rashi is saying. Eim b'nei Adam mistarin bohen. People are not careful, are not cautious about yenim's kaitzim. The lekach oim dim. So what? Hilkach. So therefore I could say Zeposha. We'll see exactly what that means. Avo Kodesh Dikalameima Onesoya. Now let's go further in the Gemara. Avo Kodesh the Loishriach Eishkabayu. Loishriach the Posha Imoloi. Now, if I see that Reuven left Eish, and then comes back from Minche, and Shimon's Godish is burnt. And the Reuven starts, I don't know how this happened. I realize I would chas v'sholom never be careless with my Eish, that your Godish should be burnt. This is a hefsid. Zamirnik ayelis ha-shachar. Which is Megala what the Gemara is speaking about. Amir de Kazach. We have a klal that an eish goes with a ruach metzuye. He's chayim, he's a pesheya. A ruach she'en a metzuye, he's potter. We have a little sukiya daite. Now we have a very interesting scenario over here. Someone was madlik an eish in his rishus. He went to daven mincha, he didn't daven mincha. And all of a sudden, 15 minutes later, we see that the Eish traveled already. Now, who's going to be Mevara? How this came about? Was Aruch Metzuye? Aruch Sheina Metzuye? Who's going to be Mevara? This person, the Mazik, is going to say, so Mishloime, when it only burned Koitzim, so could be the Mazik is not believed to say that he took enough precautions. Normally a person is not mizdaya. So mizdome iko le meima ze posha. So meila, if I don't know and I don't have proof, I could be mechayiv you without proof. I could assume that you were a peshe, a mirdik azach. Even though it comes from time to know, I made a whole bunch of precautions in the Narush and the Metsuya came. I can presume by Koitzim, but you didn't do this, and therefore I could be Mechayiv you. But by Godish, so there you can't presume that he didn't take any precautions. Well, I don't care about Yenim's Godish. I mean, Shai took precautions. It came about, it was... So Rashi says, Ikele Meima Onesoya. Since a person is sensitive to the Seifa of Yenim's Godish, so, Mistame Zich, if this happened, Mistame, he was anonymous. We don't know what happened. The Nizik Zich doesn't know what happened. And the Pasuk is telling us, Agodish, you're also Chayib. Even though I don't have a right to assume that you are a Pesheya, you're still Chayib. What right do we have to be Mechayib, the Baal Ha'ish? So the Yelis HaShachar says, Amir Dikazach, he says, Lamaisa, you are a Mazik. That's clear. Now you're coming to tell us, but I wasn't on it. You have to prove it. And cause that's the Chiddush of Godish. The Chiddush of Godish is that even though I have no right to presume that you were a Pesheya, but you have to prove you were an honest. And if you don't prove you were an honest, you're Chayev. That's what Yelis HaShachar says, Pshat this Gemara. And that's the Chiddush of Godish. Aber Godish lo shchich eish gabay, lo shchich the posha, eim aloi, I'll say he's potter. Fine. So let it say Godish, why does he have to say Koitzim? Because of Rachmone Godish, havamina Godish chayev Rachmone, mishum dehefsid merubahu, yechayev, because this is a tremendous damage that the Gaddish got burnt. Aval Kaitzim the Hefsid Muet Eimoloi. Kaitzim, which is a Hefsid Muet Eimoloi. So here the Achayinim is Kakashe, I mean the Psanayim Aise, it's only Mechuyev to pay a Hezik, a Hefsid Beruba, only a Hezik is $1,000 and up we pay for, and this is a Hezik of 50 cents, we don't pay, need a Posik, I mean the Chiyev Mazik is, and a Shava Pluta there's a Chiyev to pay already, so what's came around that it's a Hefsid Muet? So the Dvayaki brings down two Mahalchim. One Mahalach he brings from the Bichas Avrom that between you and me, Aishas Ashtikul Chiddish, I mean, it came about with a Tziruf of a Ruach Metzuye. So this Achiddish Akro, that even though the Aish that I created was Mazik Ayidei Koyechacha, Koyachachem Urubay. Aval Piki the Torah was, if you made the Eish, you're responsible of all of Koyachachem. But it's a Chiddush Akro. So I would think this Chiddush Akro is only by Hefsid Merubay, by Hefsid Muet. I mean, really, there's a Koyachachem Urubay. I would think perhaps the Torah wasn't Mechayiv. That's one Mahalach. Another Mahalach that Vayakiv wants to say, that Lemaise, the Baal Ha'esh is mechuyev to make precautions that his Eish should not be mazik. I mean, he's making an Eish, so he has to make precautions. He has to make a wall, or whatever it is. He has to make precautions. It could very well be that the precautions that he's mechuyev to make is more expensive than the hezek of the kaitzim. That means he is a hefsed muet, and on me, you're throwing the book at me, I have to make, you're coming with the zoning laws, I have to be machik, and I have to make a koisel, and I have to do a whole bunch of things, in order to make sure that your koisim shouldn't be genizik. Now, let's look at it realistically, how much is your hefsed, and how much is my hefsed? Afal pikein, you mechuyev to do it. Come alomali, so fine, now we know, Kaitzim and Godish. Each one is telling us a Chiddush. Koma lomali. Why does it say koma? Ma koma begoli av kol begoli. Koma is, people don't store things in a koma. Now Godish people can store things. But na koma is begoli av kol begoli. Only chayiv, the hezek of Eish is only chayiv. And if the dova hanizik is megula, if it was covered or hidden, you're not chayev to pay. And for this is the makayr that tomon is potter by eish. Ula Rabbi Yehuda de machayev aniskei tomon by eish. Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on this, he holds that tomon is chayev. Koma lomali. So why does it say koma? La rabbis kol balei koima. Now what does that mean? So let's see what Rashi says. Rabbi Yehuda plukt Rabbi Yehuda b'hai pirke. Kol balei koime af balei chayim ve'ilonois. L'chayre, we have to understand why they need a ribui. So others want to say, because since it says Godish, Godish and Kaitzim are dvorim hametaltalim, not dvorim mechuborim, not balei chayim. So there'd be a mokim to say that ain't lach boy elach hidushay. Enough of mechuyev to say a svara. The posik is speaking about dvorim ametaltalim, not something that's mechubal lekarke, not by a baal chay. So memele without the word koma, which Chazal dashen kol balei koma, I would think. And you only chayv on the davar metalfel to me the godish. So memele, that's so therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it said, koma, l'rabbis kol balei koime, koma is mechuber, and I've actually missed some of the, koma is merumis kol balei koime. The Rabbonon darshin koma to tell me that Tomon is potter. The Rabbi is kol balei koime menolu. Mafkelu mi oy akome. So the oy is marbe kopalikoim. For Rabbi Yehuda, so why didn't Rabbi Yehuda darshan this from the oy? But yeah, oy mi boile lechalik. Oy is coming to tell us that not only chayiv if you were mazik everything together, you made a real big hezek, kites and godish comments on it. No, oy, if any one of these occurred, you chayiv to pay. V'rabono lechalik minolu, nafkelu me'oy asode. It says oy, so you see, it's not one big tremendous hezek. V'rab Yehuda, so says oy asode, so he says, I did the kosov achmono, oy akom ha-kosov oy asode. Frag the Gemara, sode lomoli. Now why does it say sode? Now I know everything about it. I know godish, I know kol balei koyim, but why does it have to say sode? Lasuyei lichacho niroi v'sichsecho abonov. It's coming to tell us the sode means not the things which grew in a sode. So the etzem sode, the etzem karke, the avonim in the sode, got damaged from the age. So that's the chiddush of Hasode. What does Rashi say? Niroi charishe shaloi nizra sichsach shaykh babonim lechiche b'shar dvor. Now, let us just mention Taisvis Daf Yud, which we can understand. I don't know if Rashi learned like this. Taisvis Daf Yud, Dibur Masra Lichacha Niroi, V'sichsecha Avonov. So Taisvis wants to say, what is the Chiddush? What is the Chiddush of Lichacha Niroi? So Taisvis says, Yeshloim Lichacha Niroi Dechayev, Afal Pi She'ein Regilus, She'tazik Eish Nir V'Avonim Plau. It's not rogel that such a hezek should occur. That means, I feel he didn't watch the eish, but lemaise that the eish should be mazik, the karken avonim, is not a rogel the kizach. So without this posik, I would say he's potter. Lehavale lasuti abaite. That means he did not have to think that this would occur. Zicher, I wasn't too careful, but as soon as the Eish starts traveling and reaches your kark, it's going to die out. I should think that it'll be mazik the kark. It's not a dovarogo. So I would think that he's potter, mishum lav lele suki adaita. So that's the chiddush. No, you mechuyev. Av lele suki adaita. So that is the chiddush of Sodeh. Fregt der Gemor, weil ich der Brachmone so der Blei Boi Hanach. So der Gemor says, so fine, so Sode is like the biggest Chiddush, let it say Sode. Zriche, die Kosach Mone Sode, aber meine Masche be Sode. I wouldn't assume that Sode means the Kakois a Sode. I would say Sode, that which is in the Sode. Ein mi dechini loy, but not the goof a sode. Kamash malom, but now that he have komo, which is ma'ba kobali koyme. So now, I say sode is coming to tell us that lichicha niroi v'sich sichcha avonot. What does Rashi say? Ava mina ma'ashe besode. Tvue koma ko, v'loi karka ma'am. Shlochi kosov koma behed yedash tizra besode. Le goof a shel karka. Let us see, Taisus Larabis Kol Bali Kaime, Bekuntras Perish Kol Bali Chai. From Yishalmi Marsh Medamabi Ilonis, Vahodova Amechuba, Vahisaos Mima Agodish, Vyuchet Shutolish Minakarka, of course Shutolish Minakarka, Tamaloima Oyakome. My Chavus Rabbi Yehuda Kenta was Moira. Let's look in the Mishnah. Ashelechas habeira ba'ochlo eitzim oyavonim oyofa chayiv shenema kiseitze eish umotza koitzim v'necho godish akoma yasode shalmi shalma mavras habeira. Now the Mishnah is speaking about three hezekis, and it brings up the last two hezekis. Shelechas habeira ba'ochlo avonim oyofa chayiv yechayiv, and that you have shenema. You need a shenema, and the shenema is Oyasode, So the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush yochayev an avonim and ofo, and there's a shenema from this pasuk. You learn the sugi, you'll see that Hasod is coming to tell us that yochayev sichsecha avono. Fine. So that's that. But what's the first? What's the Mishnah says three cases. What is va'ochla eitzim? First, what is the Mishnah? What are eitzim? Trees? That's mustama not eitzim. I mean, ochle lonis, it should have said. Wants to tell us called bali koyme. I mean, l'chayre the chiddush of the Mishnah. It's va'ochla and eshenema. So l'chayre, what is the chiddush of eitzim? Why does it have the I mean, the pasuk says godish, but then he says eitzim. I mean, what? Why did the Tana Bechlal have to mention it? The Tana is telling us lachayra achidish in eish, and yichayev afilu tzich sabonov. So, what is the case of eitzim, and why does the Tana have to tell us eitzim? And he brings a shenema. It's very unclear. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Shimon bar Nachmeini, Omar Rab Yonasan. Ein peronius bo lo ilom al bizman sharishoim bo ilom. Ve'eino maschila elo min ha-tzadikim. And the peronius start from the tzadikim tchila. Shenema ki seitze eish. Eish is going on the vuras adin. This is a peronius bo ilom. Umotza koitze. Eimosai eish yaitza. When is seitzei eish? Bizman she koitzim mitzuyim. And koitzim is going on rishoy. Ve'eino mascheles ela min ha-tzadikim. The first ones to suffer the tzadikim tchila shenema v'nech al godish. That means aloshen ova. Ve'och al godish loinema. Ela v'nech al godish. Shenech al godish kva. The pasuk is telling us the seder of midas peronius ba'ilam, the sibe, and then the seder of enem aschelus elam in atzadikim tchila. The Ian Yaakov says something very interesting. He says, Rabbi Shimon bar Nachmeini Amar Rabbi Yonasan is speaking about a unique case. Ein peronius bo le'olam, el zman sherishoyim bo'olam. Now he's talking about peronius le'olam bezman sherishoyim bo'olam. He says we're speaking about peronius, which is touching the whole world. I'm not speaking about a single peronius that occurred. We're speaking about, we see that in the Olam, Rachman and Etzlon, there's a lot of peronius. Kisei tzeish, the world is affected by these peronius. This is it's a magefa kloli. So, if the whole world is affected, so then the sibe is because there's rishayim metzuyim. There's rishayim metzuyim bo'ilam, so then there's peronius bo'ilam. So then he says something very interesting. He says normally if a tzaddik is nenash, he says, that's not considered so much a peronius. The Rebbeinu Shalom has managed the tzaddik on this world. He should be noki for the loylam habe. Shlomo Melech says a mishle simcha la tzaddikim asayis mishpat. Tzaddikim are besimcha, and the Rebbeinu Shalom does mishpat on this world that they're pure, they're noki for loylam habe. That's not called peronius. That's called that a taiva, if I get that a taiva for the tzaddik, for Kelk. The biggest paronius is for Rosh Meshalom Lusayna Valpola Valavida. You pay the Rosh of the Sra in this world, so he shouldn't have Olam Haba. So the biggest taiva for the tzaddik is the miyat avoinis that he has. He becomes the snaka in this world, so he has he's zoch for Olam Haba. I'm not speaking about that. Here we're speaking about another case, Polonius. And he says, so we have a matziv, there's a midas adin that shaylet poilam. He says, there's a midas adin. If there's a midas adin, he says, you know why the tzaddikim are nenesh tchile? Because there's adin svivav nisara miyayit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu medagdek besvivav kechut asaya. There's a midas adin, so there's a greater tviya on the tzaddikim than I. If there wouldn't be a midas adin boilam, so there's no tviyeh, man. But if there's a midas adin boilam, there's a digduk adin, there's a kiseit seyesh, so the tzaddikim are nenesh first because they're the svivah. They're closer. And then what they were nichshlon is a mechaye for them when there is a midas adin that shoylet boilam. That's this first gemara. Tani Rav Yosef, my dechsiv, atem leiseitze ish mi pesach beisei ad boike. Kiven shenitin reshus lamashches eine mafchen bein tzadikim lereshoi. Now, Rav Yosef is explaining why were they nesar to leave the house? Is kiven shenitin reshus lamashches eine mafchen bein tzadikim lereshoi. Now, what mashchis are we speaking about? So l'chayre, we're speaking about the malachi chavole at night, there's mazikim, there's malachi chavole. So don't go out of the house. Eine mafchim bein tzadikim l'rishoim. So therefore, leisei tzayish mi pesach beise. But if Nei Yeshua is mavaya, I mean, you're bringing a raya. I mean, this was the Leil Makas Pachayres. There was, it seems Rabbi Yosef learned that a klal. So the Bnei Yeshua says that Makas Pachayres was Chatzais. After Chatzais, we finished with Makas Pachayres. That what Leiseitze Ish Mi Pesach Beisai Ad Boiker. What are you afraid of? The Makas Pachayres is done and over with. There's a Mashchis, there's Mazikim, there's Malachei Chavola, V'kivin Shenitim. I'd like to correct myself before it's Omar Rab Shmuel Ban Achmeini, Omar Rab Yenisim. Let's get back to Rab Yosef's memory. So, Rab Yosef understood that the Sib of Leiseitze was because it's a b'china of nitten reshus lamashchis ene mafchen. Say, in this zman is nitten reshus lamashchis. Fregt the Pnei Yeshua. So, l'chayre comes out that this is lav davke by Leil Pesach. Every night is an isser l'chayre nitten reshus lamashchis. It's going on the Laila. So one is not permitted to go out. She says, Enochanami. So why was this pasuk said, Leil Pesach? It's not Zman Grom, it's like a whole year. So it may choose as a Merdeka vote, but there was a love on Leil Pesach. Why was there a love? Because if they're going to go out, something happens to them, it'll be a Merdeka Chilul Hashem. So the Mitzrim say, He's not dying. We died. It's not us. It's happening by the Eden also. So there, so Leil Pesach, there was a laugh. They say it's Ishmael Pesach, basically. A whole year, the one shouldn't go out, but could be not even the laugh. That's what Nei Yeshua says. The Yinyaki wants to say, perhaps a little differently, wants to say there's a chiddush, even though it's a Leil Shimurim, it's also they say it's Ishmael Pesach, basically. That when Nitzre Shus L'Mashches and there's a Bechina Bein Eim Afchen, so there also, in Ein Eim Afchen, the Tzadikim go first. Shnema V'chati Mimcho Tzadik V'Rosh. Zmaises V'mag Dema Tzadik to V'Rosh. Bochi Rav Yosef Kula Hainami La'ayin Daimen. Let's see what Rashi says. Ochi garsine, kule hainami la'ayin doimim kloima, lehevel chashuvim atzadikim, shekoid me leperonius, with no chshivis whatsoever, like nothing, shekoid me leperonius. So the Inyakiv says, mishloime before, it was a seder that was a kisei tse eish, there was a midas hadin shayre boilam. So, in din, so could be there's a seder, svivav nisaromiyot. Fine. In din, there's a cheshbin why the tzaddikim are first. Therefore, Rabbi Yosef wasn't boich on the previous memory. But over here, here's a new seder, kivin shenit nereshus lamashchis einei mafchen. There's a new din, there's a balaylo is nit nereshus lamashchis, there's a din ala nizik lahachik as atzmei. So fine. So why over here is there also a seder of maschum min hatzadikim? In einei mafchin, there's also a seder of maschum min hatzadikim. Omele yabaye tibuse legabayu. Now that what the magdim the tzadikim, tersiv ki mibnei haro nesaf hatzadik. So what does Rashi say? Tivusu shloyiru bero hasida lova. Tachsiv ibnei haro nesaf hatzadik. Fakir, this is a toive for the tzadikim. They shouldn't have to witness the tzar that the rest of the world is going to suffer. So they were taken away. They were taken away in order that this is a tivusa shelo yiru bero asida lovo. They shouldn't witness. Perhaps when we're speaking about a paronius of einei mafchin, so it could be that the pronius of einei mafchin is so terrible that it's a shrekleche zach to witness it. So therefore the tzaddikin are taken away before they shouldn't have to witness shlayiru bero asido lovoi. Perhaps it's Nitin Lomar, I don't know. But perhaps we could say, there's a Moiradike Tzlach in Mesechtes Psochem. Tzlach says in Mesechtes Psochem, the Gemara says, Loika Oilam Azeh Oilam Abo. Oilam Azeh, Al Atoiv, you make Atoiv Ametiv. Al Aro, you make the Ein Emetz. Oilam Abo, Kulay Atoiv Ametiv. So the Tzlach bin Zalma, Murdike Kashe from Abrafraim Risha, he asked, the Gemara differentiates between Oilam Azeh and Oilam Abo. Oilam Azeh is different than Oilam Abo. Now what seems in the Gemara, the Nusach HaBroch is different. Here you say. So he says, there's no difference. In Oilam Abo, it's very good. So you make a Toiv HaMeitiv. It's no difference. And Oilam Hazeh, the Halatoiv, Halaro, so there's a different bracha. But if you have the in Oilam Haba, it's only Toiv. So Meshtetzich make a Toiv HaMeitiv. So it's the same. When it's good, you always make a Toiv HaMeitiv. There it's always good. So the Rabbi Ephraim Rishi said, Amir de Kezach, he said, no. Mo means to say, Loik Oilam Hazeh, Halaro, you make Tayin Emes. Elam Haba, on that law that you may die in them, is you make a teva made it. Because there you're going to see that it's taif. On Alma the Kshayt, we see that it's taif. On this world, you don't see that. You can't make Peshem of Malchus teva made it because I don't see the taif. But on Elam Haba, there you're going to see the taif. So it could be Mibnei Haro Nesaf HaTzadik, that means after it's Nesaf, then he doesn't see the Ho-Take. Looking down, what is happening on this world could be then he doesn't see the Ro. He'll be together on this world and see the Ro. He won't be able to be Seivel it, the Ro that is happening. So therefore it's Nesaf HaTzadik. When he's Nesaf HaTzadik, then already he has a different perspective on the Ro that is on this world also. Could be he's aware of it also. But he looks at it in a different perspective. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Lo'ilam yichnas Adam bechitoy v'yetze bechitoy. Shenemar ba'atem leseitze ish mi Pesach beisay ad boika. Don't go out of the house when it's dark. What does Rashi say? Bechitoy. Bo'oid chamo zeirachas. When the sun is still shining, yolim b'molim, yichnas b'chitay, we should go. V'layam temat shetechshach. Don't wait for when it's dark, then you're going to go first into the city. Go when it's the light. Ula boiker, lo yashkim lo tzeis, at sheyoyel. Don't leave till it's light. Don't go out when it's still dark. Kitoiv, Lishne Ma'aliyah. Ha'oir ki toiv, klay ma'toiv u'lotzeis ba'iv likonis ba'iv. The oir is good to lotzeis v'lichnes b'mnei ha'mazikin v'ha'listim. So Rashi says the problems one can encounter when it's dark, mazikin, listim, and when it gets light, it seems so these problems disappear. So therefore, a person should be out on the road only when it's light, to avoid the mazikin and the listen. This is Shitas Rashi. Let us see Taisvitz. La'olam yichnas odom b'chitoyv. Midagdek rabbeinu tam. Midemagdim knisa liyetziye. Yichnas b'yetzei. So first he speaks about entering, and then he speaks about leaving. The Benichnas Miracheres Iris was talking about entering, so it seems he doesn't live in the city. He's entering a city. Number one. So we're speaking about a traveler who is entering a new city. V'gam midiyalef bereish psochim. Another raya we'll see soon. Me'avrom. The mitzavro sagi. Leziros mitzvahs, the chsiva yashkim avrom baboike. The Gemara wants to clarify how much is one, mokras a shaila, how much is one mechuyev to be mezaris himself for a mitzvah? Maybe you have to wake up 2 hours before loisa shachar. Gemara says no. Rona from yashkim avrom baboike, and he didn't wake up before. So you see, Zrizim Magdimim L'mitzvahs, I have a mitzvah to do that day, so you have to mizaris from the morning. But not before the morning. Some of things arrive from Avraham Avinu. Frekta Rabbeinu Tam, what's the arrive from Avraham Avinu? Could be Zilus has to be humility for before. If you're waking up to Tishakal Alulev, you have to wake up 2 hours before Alay Seshachar, learn all the Kavonis of the Tilas Luv. Could be, the Zilus could be 2 hours before. But there it's speaking about that Avram is going to leave. He's going someplace. He's leaving his house. No, so therefore he couldn't wake up earlier because this mitzvah of the Akedah was a mitzvah of traveling on the road. You need Yetzir Bechitoyv. So how did the Gemara bring a raya from Avram? This is the Rabbi Netam's kasha. V'tilma mishum ki toivu d'loi hishkim. Elavadai. Now the Rabbi Netam said, ahushtik toivu. Why do you need the Bechitoy? Not the way Rashi says, need it for Mazikim, for listening. Nah. You need it for safety. אלוהי מבייסוי לא ישייך למימי שייצא בחיטוי, שמכה המויקשים בפחוסם. A person who lives in a city, so in that city, he's very well acquainted, here there's obstacles, there's boires, there's dos, there's machshailas, so he knows, so it can be pitch black, and he'll know, he'll find his way, won't be mazik himself. But here we're speaking about a stranger. Loilam yichnas odam. I'm entering a new city. You don't know, not acquainted with the streets, with the mechshelis, with the pchosim. So memele, so argamah is saying, you're a stranger. You're nichnas, you're yetze. We're talking about a stranger. A stranger needs light to make sure he shouldn't find mechshelis. Avram Avinu wasn't a stranger where he lived. So memele, the muscles, why didn't he get up 2 hours earlier? Oh, it's a raya that out the middle of Zrizim Magdim La Mitzvah, you only have to be Magdim Mitzav. Fine. Ba'af al-gav, do'hoche ma'isi kro, ba'atam le'seitzu ish, mi Pesach be'isai ad bo'iker, ma'ashmed mi be'isai na mi ma'iri, now the Rebbein Tam had a shrek-lecha problem. Mamash a shrek-lecha problem. So agama is the chapela. The whole, we're speaking about, we're not talking about listim, not talking about mazikin, we're talking about mechshoilis in the area, which if he's aware of them, there's no problem. If he's not aware of them, it's a problem. He knew all the mechshoilis. Mashmedemi beise nami mairi. Yeshloime de kivedu sakanta choshev kamoili iracheres. Now, do you have to understand what Rabbi Natam is saying? I think Rabbi Natam is saying as follows. The Rabbi Natam completely ignored mazikim, nitrashus, la mashchis. Rabbi Natam is learning about practical problems. So what happened with the Gemara before? So I think the Rabbeinu Tam learned like the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. You can't bring a raya from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim that night was Takanit Melishus Lamashches. That was that night in Mitzrayim. So every night there's no such thing. This is only that night. So what's the problem every night? So every night the problem is, if you're not acquainted with the area, you'll get kenizik. Don't be a baal betochen. If you're not acquainted, you'll get kenizik. So the gemara's bringing a raya, just like when there's mashchisim. So don't be a tightrope walker and stay in the house. So the same thing when there's machshailis also. Stay in the house till you see where you go. The Gemara Tainis brings a raya to this from a different person. That's very good. Achei Yosef, we're not acquainted with all the Mechshelus and Mitzrayim. So Memele, so therefore they were sent away after it became light. But really, the what motivated the Rabbeinu Tam to say this pshat, because we're entering a city. So we're speaking about a traveler. It's not his city. So the Rebbein Tam made a whole shtick Torah. The Talmud speaks like this. The Pegram HaMadlikin. It's the other way around. The first the day leaves and then the night enters. Perik oisin pasin nami amrinin avolodom metapes voilom metapes biyoyre. There it's speaking about if there was a heter of pasi berois for an odom or only for a behemah. So the Gemara says, but an odom does not need this heter of pasi berois. He can go into the boyer, he can go out of the boyer. So lechoyre the seder, it should have said metapes biyoyre, metapes voilom, not metapes voilom, first goes into the boyer. So that's the Gemara is magdim aliyah to yerida, but it doesn't, don't take it literally. So we're speaking about, there's no difference, so we're speaking about something else, we're speaking about mazikim, listim, the way Rashi said,
not speaking about what the Rabbeinu Tam's problems were.
Now we have a kashitak. Maybe Vayashkim Avram Baboika, maybe couldn't get up earlier because of this problem. So Mele by Avram, he didn't have any problem of mazikim. He was a shluchei mitzvah. Agavucha, we see from Taisus something very interesting, that the din of shluchei mitzvah in the zoikin is not only said for the etzem mitzvah, but for the zriza magdimel mitzvah. There's also a shmira of shluchei mitzvah in the zoikin.